T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes akind.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
So that's our standing bell. Take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. But first, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast all four people that are involved in this story. Now, our tale begins early one morning in Australia, where a man was lying in bed, and then he hears someone in his home. He assumed that it was a friend of his, and he yelled, quote, "Bugger off, it's too early." Then he heard an unfamiliar voice ask his name. Well, at that point, he turns on the bedside light, takes off his sleep apnea mask. I figured you'd appreciate that, Miles.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees two men standing next to his bed, recognizes neither one of them, and both of them are holding machetes. Well, he gave the intruders a name as they asked, and after exchanging some uncomfortable glances, the two guys apologized, and then they started to leave. One of the armed men even said, quote, "Sorry, mate." Anyway, they left. They hopped in the car and they drove off. Well, the resident, he's assuming they're hitmen or something like that. You're asking for a name, and they rolled into his place armed. So he contacts the police. Well, eventually, the cops found the car parked in front of another house, and they barged their way in there. And there, they found one of the hitmen sleeping on a couch. The other guy was drinking coffee, eating bacon, eggs, and noodles with a third man who so far had not been involved in the story. Well, that's when the police received an explanation. You see, a man had made arrangements over Facebook for a particular sexual fantasy. He agreed to pay these two men to tie him up in his underwear and then rub a broom handle around the inside of said underwear. Look, that's what he wanted. These guys were going to comply. The problem was that he supplied these two yokels with his address over Facebook. Then he moved. So the guys went to the original address first, where the guy in the sleep apnea is just trying to get some shut-eye at about 6 in the morning. They had no idea what the hell was going on. This guy didn't know what was going on. So they eventually got the right address, and then they delivered said sexual fantasy. But the cops showed up before they had left the house. So they were arrested for breaking into the first house. But when it went to court, all charges were dropped because they agreed that they did not break into the first house with malice. They just went there to fulfill the sexual fantasy that, again, was being tied up in your underwear and having a broomstick rubbed gently on the inside of your underwear.
Okay.
Real specific stuff.
That's, yeah.
I mean, just think about that. You wake up, there's two dudes with machetes. You're like, oh my God. Then they're like, oh man, we are so sorry for being there. And they leave. And then you find out that's what it's all about. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I guess that on some level makes you feel a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, and keep in mind, the address they went to was the one that they initially had, but they made contact with the John and eventually got to the right place. But yeah, it all got cleared up. The charges were dropped against everyone, and the other guy was not charged with soliciting prostitutes or anything like that. It was just a sexual fantasy.
At least they get it.
They do get it, but no. Keep in mind, when they were first told, the cops were like, how stupid do you think we are?
You could accidentally walk into someone's house is drunk and sleep on the couch, or you can get shot.
Or you can get shot, right, just exactly.
Like sometimes things work out better than others.
Well, this well worked out. So let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve, throw a hook at your police server one. How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Steve, let's get to
you. You're doing a great job. Thanks. Keep it up.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate you, man. What have you been doing during the quarantine there?
I'm an electrical inspector, so I'm out making sure that the guys who did it the second time did it right.
Well, keep in mind, based on what we understand and our limited interaction with electricians, no one has ever done it right in the history of electrical work.
Or you wouldn't be there.
I'm always
Will you seriously, Jeff, lay the line down on us for it? Like, I'm the homeowner. You come to my house, you look at the wiring, and you say,
who did this? What were they thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It's like the car dealer going back and talking to the manager.
Right.
You got to look at it this way, guys. It's job security for the installers if they say that.
Hey, bro, yeah, it's job security for most of them.
So if they say that, people get what needs to be fixed?
Well, I feel like you could also, because like if I called you, it's because I don't know what I'm doing and I don't want to die. So you could say anything like, look, the person who was here before me, they knew absolutely what they were doing. But man, oh man, you have a crappy house.
You have the trump card because no one knows exactly what you're doing. So you could say anything, but I'm still going to trust you based on the fact that my knowledge is so limited.
Even when you say things like, hey, look at this. And you hold that little thing up to the other thing and this little dot, and you say, like, that's bad. I don't know if that's good or bad. Mm-hmm. I just have to believe you.
To give you an idea, Jeff, in the world of radio, there's only one single person in the entire world of radio who never gets fired or gets let go. That person is the engineer.
Right.
Because even the guy in charge has no freaking idea what this guy is talking about.
And so all he has to do, he can say you have a problem. Like, look, if we go off the air, we know we have a problem. If a computer blows up, we know we have a problem. But if he walked in now and said, guys, you can't tell from your end, but there's a problem. And look, our boss, everybody, that guy could take, it's going to be a 2-week project, and I have to go to the transmitter. You just trust him.
He could go in and tell
that's why, you know, Sparkies are the smartest trade out there. Because everybody knows S rolls downhill.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, they can walk into a general manager like, I got to live at the transmitter for 4 days, boss, because a big storm's coming in and lightning strikes. And the boss goes, you get up there and take care of it.
Do it now.
You get up there. Okay, you sure I can have this 7-day weekend? You can take the 7-day weekend. Just go to that transmitter. And then he goes fishing.
So either they work very hard or they don't work at all, and we will never know.
But either way, no one understands this crazy language you speak, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, just know that.
All right, Hefe, you understand how this year game is played.
I do.
All right, as always, 3 stories in front of me. 2 deal with the world of ethnicity/race. The other deals with the wonderful world of drugs. What are you picking today?
Last time I lost the drugs, so we're going to go ethnicity this time.
Going to go ethnicity. All right, drugs did you dirty, huh? You know, you never hear that story. All right. Here is your story. We go to St. Louis, where 2 men are in custody after a hit and run in Jefferson County, and it left the victim with serious injuries. Now, according to the sheriff's department, one of the men was driving a stolen 2013 Dodge Dart when he arrived with a friend of his at the Moto Mart gas station. So what did they do at the Moto Mart gas station? Well, that's when the second man got out of the Dodge Dart into a 2007 Saturn Aura that was in the parking lot, and they ended up stealing that car as well. Well, the 2 suspects, they left the gas station, they turned onto the highway. That's where the man whose Saturn had just been stolen was hit by one of the stolen cars. So think about it. Somebody steals your car, you were not there to get it back, and they just drive through. Well, officers found the 2 cars a short time later and began a high-speed chase that ended when the guy in the Dodge Dart lost control, crashed into an on-ramp. He tried to run off, but deputies said they were able to catch him after a struggle. Deputies were able to find and arrest the other guy the following morning in St. Louis County. Now, the first guy was charged with accessory to robbery, resisting arrest, creating a substantial risk of serious injury to any person, leaving the scene of an accident, probably on and on and on. His buddy was charged with robbery, armed criminal action, and leaving the scene of an accident and resisting arrest. Both of them being held without bond. So my question for you is, do you believe that these two guys that showed up at a gas station in a stolen car, just for one of them to get out to steal a second car, are black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
So I don't know a lot about St. Louis, but what I know, I think it's pretty heavily black there, isn't it?
That's a conservative statement.
I've never been there, but...
Yeah, it's black.
And they stole... I mean, the Saturn's probably a pretty nice car, Dodge Dart. I don't know, maybe it turns over. Do you guys, what do you think? They stole them for Chop Shop?
I'm about to Google the Saturn Aura because
I'm
going
to tell you right now.
Look,
Saturn hasn't made a car in over 5 years.
Right.
This is a crime of opportunity based on the need for transportation. This is like. Yeah.
I mean, it's just a sedan.
It's not that it's a bad car. It's just the fact that there's no value in the car. Like, you could steal a really nice Pontiac. They don't make them anymore. Not saying that they won't be invaluable someday because of the fact that they don't make them anymore, but would you steal a Hummer right now? Hell no. You know what I mean?
Right, like
Would you steal a smart car right now? No.
I wouldn't steal a smart car ever.
Right. And not only that, they were driving a smaller car before this, so they did upgrade to a bigger car.
Sure.
That is a fact.
All right.
What do you think?
There's not a ton of information outside of St. Louis, right?
That's it. I mean, basically, it's two guys. They stole two cars. They hit the owner of one of the cars they stole. The cops got them. They're in jail. I mean, that's pretty much the whole story.
They hit the guy and ran, which sounds real white.
And there's no mention.
When you're running and you got stolen car, I think I'm going to go black. What do you think, Ted?
I mean, St. Louis makes me lean black, you know?
Sure.
I mean, I have a... Yeah.
You know what?
I don't know, because like stolen cars could be anybody.
Stolen cars is anyone. Right.
Jeff, here's what I'm going to guess. I'm going to try to pull off a Ted Smith here. I think I can do this.
Oh boy.
Okay. All right. At one point in time, Ted Smith did a dine and dash. The manager ran outside into the parking lot to try to stop them. Ted and his friend tried to run the manager over. Both of these people were white. The fact that these two guys tried to run over the owner of the car in the gas station parking lot. My vote is going to be a hard white.
Try's a big word. He was in the way.
Hey, it's how history.
I'm going Ted Smith because I'm never. If I just go my own theory, it's never going to work.
What are the other options, Thurl?
Black, white, Mexican, or Asian.
Okay, I'm gonna change my answer just because that's such a good story. I'm gonna go with Miles on that one.
Thanks,
Jeff. I'm gonna change it to white.
All right, just to be different, I'll go Asian.
You're gonna go Asian, Ted. All right, Jeff. Let's see if we can go team white here. We're gonna find out if these gentlemen were black, white, Mexican, or Asian next. Oh, Jesus.
Damn it!
Why do you do that every time?
I know, it's just, you know, it's
that
day.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hola, bichola. You have entered the men's room.
All right, we're heading to St. Louis. On profile this, we got two St. Louis men in custody after stealing two cars in one night. Maybe not in one night, but either way, they had a stolen car. Then tried to steal another one from a guy at a gas station, and he tried to stop them. They tried to run him over. I guess he's okay. Either way, they did get away, but both were arrested the next day.
That's right. And the question was, do we believe that these gentlemen were black, white, Mexican, or Asian? Now, Ted, you went Asian. Let's just get it off the table. All right. Come on, Miles. And now, Jeff, you agreed with Miles. And Miles...
You can pull a D. Ted Smith. What do you say? Come on, thrill.
Miles tried to channel the weird theories of D. Ted Smith.
Because I don't do well if I think this thing through on my own.
And then you follow Ted's general train of logic to come to your conclusion. And the thing about Ted, as weird as your logic is, proves true most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes! Thank you, Ted! Yeah, Jeff! Whitey!
Never got that Lynch card back either.
You stole a Saturn White. Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, Miles, your choices today will be the Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Seth is on there.
Ted Smith and Writers.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right, all these guys have a team of talented writers who have to come up with a monologue each and every night. Up to you to determine, is this a late night joke and from whom, or is it a The Ted Smith original?
Some business news. After disappearing for 2 years, Necco wafers are making their way back on the shelves. You hear that, Doritos? If we can get Necco wafers back, can you put some 3D Doritos back on the shelves? No, writers.
Writers, okay, all right. Yeah.
I had a different version of that. So, business news. After a disappointing 2 years, Necco wafers are making their waves back onto the shelves to the celebration of no one.
Yeah, I agree. I swear to God,
I know one person will be pumped.
Your mom
will. My 75-year-old mother. Yeah, she's about to be 76.
Like, nobody cares.
I know. I love my mom, but all my childhood.
They're powdery and chalky. And
yeah, I mean, they're. I'm sure they were like the hot candy in the 50s.
Yeah. Just things have gotten better.
Right. Things have improved.
County officials in Los Angeles just released guidelines for reopening schools, and there are a lot of them. They're going to have students walk single file in the hallways. There'll be a strict seating on buses, staggered recreational time in the schoolyard. Basically, it sounds like a prison where you learn geometry.
Turn between Reiners and Kimmel.
Kimmel.
Damn. County officials here in Los Angeles just released guidelines for reopening our schools, and there are a lot of them. They're going to have students walk single file in the hallways. There will be strict seating on buses, a staggered recreation time in the schoolyard. Basically, it sounds like a prison where you learn geometry.
Those arrows got me today. Went down the cheese aisle twice. Bought some the second time.
But you followed the arrows, went back to the cheese aisle and got more.
Yes, there was something in the cheese aisle that I'd already been too far down, so I had to go next door.
They suckered you, man.
Make a U-turn. See what you're doing, Arrows. White Cheddar, if anybody's wondering.
That's his nickname.
A guy in Oklahoma whose real name is Bendover got a suspended sentence for drug possession. Bendover is about to be a popular name in prison.
Ted Smith.
Yeah, Ted Smith.
Yeah, he's going to hear that name a lot.
Yes, he is. Yes.
I screwed up my own joke.
What do you mean?
That was the joke. He's going to hear that name a lot in prison. His name's Bendover.
Yeah, I got it.
It's not funny.
Right.
That's why I'm pissed.
Because you had it.
But I wrote it, it seemed funny. I saw Rob Halford. The vocalist for Judas Priest is releasing a new autobiography called Confess. What is he confessing to? As if we don't already know that the metal singer was breaking the law!
Writers!
The writers are happy you knew that, Miles.
He's got another thing coming. Talking about a cellmate.
Bend over?
Yes, bend over. Another thing.
Yeah.
Classrooms will be limited to 16 seats, spaced 6 feet apart. And there's also new rules for bully at schools. And wet willies must be called dry Daryl.
That sounds like maybe sad.
Man, classrooms will be limited to 16 seats spaced 6 feet apart. And there are also new rules for bullies at school. From now on, all wet willies must be dry Daryls.
Wet willies. Heiser.
Dry Daryl. Mm-hmm. That sounds awful.
Yeah, I'd rather get a wet willie than a dry Daryl.
Yeah. Yeah, wet willies are one of those things you kind of age out of until you're at a wedding and somebody gets drunk.
Yes, like a twister.
Oh, God, I can still feel that pain. Let's see here. You guys want to hear a jam?
A jam, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell you don't want to hear a jam. Sure. You know, somebody call jam, it a bop. A jam.
Might say it slaps.
Okay.
Might say it's that fire. So, Elmo has a new late night talk show.
I am let down already.
How is it?
You know, I haven't seen the whole show.
Okay.
But I've heard some of the music from it. And here he is, here he is singing with Lil Nas X.
This is the song, la 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 la, Elmo's song.
Oh, oh.
La 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 la, la 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 la, Elmo's song.
Huh?
La la la, la la la, la la la.
Oh, look at you.
La la la.
Glad you're there, Elmo.
La la la. He loves to sing, la 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 la, Elmo's song.
Now, what would you call when two people get together to have a
one of the most ambitious crossovers in music
crossovers
yeah. You said it's a late night talk show?
I'm watching.
I mean, I think it's like a joke. Like,
I hate Elmo.
Later with Elmo.
No.
You like Elmo?
Dude, if Elmo's asking the questions, are you kidding me?
I would rather talk to almost anyone else from Sesame Street except Elmo.
You have to remember, though, when you know, it's one thing to be Jimmy Kimmel and sit up there and ask a question because you are, in fact, Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing when you're in character. When you're in character, it's all off. You know what I mean? Like, you can ask just about anything because ultimately, are you just going to be pissed at Elmo? Are you going to storm out on Elmo? Are you going to throw a table like
Elmo.
Chrissy Everett at Elmo? You know,
but
like
Elmo, no. It's not like Elmo's going to push the envelope and ask, like, tantalizing questions.
I don't know.
Like Bert would. I feel like Bert, because Bert doesn't care already.
Maybe Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar, why are you here? That would be Oscar. Yeah. But Bert, I feel like he would answer. You were in blackface 20 years ago. I mean, I don't know nothing about it. Want to explain? That's Bert.
Yeah.
Elmo. But like, you're cute, Brown.
Yeah, but the Grouch could come in certain, you know, situations, you know what I mean? Do a little segment.
Ooh, sex scandal.
Right, exactly.
I'd watch the old guys from the balcony.
Yeah, they'd be great,
ooh,
too.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it sounds fine to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. And Miles, I hear what you're saying about being in character, right? What was it, Jiminy Glick?
Mm, correct.
Right, like he could ask questions that Martin Short
could not.
Between two ferns.
I just feel like Elmo himself has a limited range.
You ever have sex with a fuzzy red man?
Yeah.
Tell me about the orgy in Ibiza.
It's like Elmo.
Wow, okay.
Damn. Yeah,
getting heavy.
It is.
And it's were there, bro.
And it's Ibiza. I just watched a whole show based in Ibiza, and everybody calls it Ibiza.
Ibiza. Yeah, Ibiza. Is everything with a lisp.
Yeah, because it's that part of
that's
Spain.
Why I like the big cases.
That's why if you do like even the language classes online or whatever, they're like, are you talking about Latin American Spanish, Spain Spanish?
Right.
Like all the different types.
Or Catalonian Spanish.
Sure.
Which is completely different.
It says we hate Spain.
Basically.
So the Canadian, French Canadians.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
We do not want to be a part of this country. However, we will name our hockey team the Canadians.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
I know.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you, like, I was talking to a friend of a friend was in town, and he had a dude with him that it was, like, his coworker, but the guy was from Spain. And I said something about Spain, and he just started shaking his head, and I was like, what's up? And he's like, he's Catalonian. He doesn't like to be called.
Okay.
I was like, okay.
But the Aleutians got it right.
What's that?
As far as the name of the team. Montreal.
Well, the Canadians.
Well, no, I'm talking about the CFO.
Alouettes. Yes.
Alouettes.
I don't know what an Alouette is. I know the name Alouettes. It's been to Montreal Alouettes. If you say, what's an Alouette? I'm like, I do not know.
The Alouettes. It sounds like a breath mint.
Alouette.
It does.
Do you have an Alouette on you?
Excuse me.
Kind of kicking right now.
I still like. I told
you got an
Alouette
wipe.
Yeah, I was in an airport once.
Had some chicken.
I was like, yeah, I was in an airport talking to this dude, but he was French Canadian, so he couldn't talk to me. And they were like, oh, he spoke English.
No, he did. He did.
Still want to talk to him.
All right, so I have a list here of the top 10 shows from the 2019-2020 TV season.
Do you want a countdown?
Give us a countdown,
Miles. All right,
Miles.
Well, let's do it.
10, number 10.
Bull.
Bull?
Bull.
Bull.
On
Bull.
CBS.
Bull. It's the guy from NCIS. You know Bull. The show in The Kiss? There's a dude that was on there, and now he is the lead character on Bull.
Oh, all right. All right. I know. Has anybody watched Bull?
I've seen Bull. I'm married.
Oh.
My number nine.
That's all you need to know.
Right.
The Good Doctor.
I have not seen The Good Doctor.
I want to see The Bad Doctor. Like, oh, my God, he's going to die.
Oh, my God, I killed him.
Look at the artery just shooting blood everywhere.
The Bad Doctor. He was here for his ankles.
Whoa!
That's why I'm the bad doctor.
That was the wrong knee.
I've not seen a good doctor. I've seen the commercials for it, and it just annoys me.
You're going to be fine, but unfortunately now you're impotent. The bad doctor.
Eight, number eight.
Chicago Med.
No.
Now, can you guess, any guess of what number seven could be?
Either Chicago, there's Chicago cops.
Is it another doctor?
Maybe there's Chicago. There's three Chicago shows. And
you're getting warm.
Hold on. Fire. It's got to be fire.
Seven, number seven.
Chicago PD.
Oh, Chicago PD. Yeah, they try to cover all the bases there.
Hmm.
They need Chicago lawyers. They got the fire department. And oddly enough, I'm pretty sure they deal with explosions and life and death situations every time.
I'd want it to show like about a hot beef sandwich.
Yeah. Hot Italian beef sandwich?
Yeah, without question. Not like that. Chicago hot Italian beef? I'd be like, oh, dude, I got to watch this. It's the same sandwich every week. I don't care. It's so delicious.
Six, number six.
Young Sheldon.
Don't watch
so
it.
So that's a spinoff of Big Bang Theory.
Yep. Did not enjoy
Again,
it.
People love that.
Yeah. These were the top 10 shows from the 2019-2020 TV season.
Five, number five.
This is crying.
This is crying?
This is us.
Oh, This Is Us?
Yeah, we be
you know
this.
He's an alcoholic, Ted.
We be this, right? Running the family's
very
miserable.
Personal.
Exactly.
All I know is anybody I know that watches this show ends up crying a lot.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand the appeal of that. I'm in the mood to spend an hour to feel miserable.
It's like Marley and Me, but every week.
That's what it seems like.
Okay, all right.
All right, hang on. Before we go to number four, any guesses on what it could be?
So you did.
Is it Primetime Networks? Is that what we're dealing with?
Yeah, yeah.
It's exclusive.
It's got to be, I'm guessing, another Chicago one.
All right, so we had Chicago PD. We had Chicago Med.
All right.
Chicago Fire.
Fire?
That'd be fire.
Fire.
Number four.
Chicago Fire.
All right.
Chicago Fire. Also the name of a crappy soccer team.
That's what I was going to say.
Number three.
Blue Bloods. Which is not old rich white people. It's actually about cops.
Oh, I'm not interested.
Oh, that's right. Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He plays a cop?
Yep.
Get out of here.
Well, he was always kind of a half cop.
I know. He's a detective. He's a PI. He's always been the same. He's a general.
He's someone you're going to like.
He was also a cowboy in Australia in Quigley Down Under.
Number two.
He brings that role up the most.
That's your mom's favorite.
FBI.
That's a show.
Just a show about the FBI.
Okay, which is
federal booty inspector.
Which is nothing like the FBI, I'm sure.
Oh,
anybody
sure.
In the FBI watches this and go, what a crock.
Well, of course.
Yeah, without question.
One, number one.
The number one network show, primetime, last year. I'm not going to give you a hint. You know what it is.
Chicago.
Now, come on. What's been the number one show for weeks, for years?
I mean, I want to say Joe Tiger.
Monday Night Football. Network.
NCIS.
Right, of course. NCIS.
So CBS, again, is the most, basically, is the most popular network.
Okay.
All right. Hey, man, good for them. Somebody's got to do it.
They've been doing it for a number of years that way. Used to be NBC all the time.
I thought it was just NBC, like, Thursday night, NBC bludgeoned you. Like, you had no chance. It was like, Friends and...
Well, they had Friends.
Frasier or Seinfeld or something.
Cheers before that.
I was going to say, I think it was Cheers was the original powerhouse on their Thursday night.
And then Cosby Show showed up.
Frasier.
I don't know. But, right, Frasier, but then you have Seinfeld.
Right.
And then piggybacking on Seinfeld for years was Friends.
Right. I mean, you couldn't beat that.
There was other decent shows that came in and out. Like, but their Thursday night was
for years,
that was
man. For like a decade. It didn't matter the show. They knew Thursday night NBC owned it.
But now CBS. It's only about at least 10 years.
I was going to say, CBS has been dominating.
Even in the morning with NBC Today. I mean, it gets challenged now.
I will say this. One funny thing that CBS can never win is the NFL pregame shows.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Or coverage. I mean, like, look who they put in the booth.
But here's the thing. It has nothing to do with that. The simple fact is, whoever has the NFC always gets the most ratings.
You win. Correct. Guaranteed.
Correct. Yeah. So it's funny.
But like, they have the better talent, though, too.
Well, I mean, as far as on set,
I mean, I think Fox does over CBS.
I mean, it depends what you like, but at the time, it was CBS and NBC. CBS always carried NFC, and NBC always carried AFC. And the thing that shook up the entire NFL world, Fox Broadcasting started in, what, like 86, 89, whatever it was. They threw their money into the mix, and no one could believe that they outbid CBS. Because the NFC, like you said, that's the moneymaker. You're making money either way, but the NFC is the big moneymaker. Fox cut it out from under them. Fox took over that coverage, and then CBS outbid NBC for the AFC. So believe it or not, yeah, CBS got what they considered to be the sloppy seconds out of it.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think it's personal taste, but there's no real way to tell which show is actually better because like we're saying, whoever has the NFC just wins.
They just win. But for me, it's the games, too. I mean, if you have crappy games, I'm out, right?
It's also just some teams, right? You're talking Cowboys,
right.
Niners, New York Giants, you know what I mean? So just bigger markets that have the NFC. And the AFC, you know, the AFC now is different, but the AFC for years was just looked down upon. And you got to remember, like, I remember when I was a kid, what was it, like 13 years or something?
Yeah, you laughed at the AFC.
Until the Broncos finally beat the Packers in a Super Bowl. Like, the AFC just went in there and got whooped.
You didn't take them serious.
I mean,
Steelers won four by then.
Yeah,
in
but
the 70s.
Right.
Once
you're the 80s, man, it's going to be the Cowboys, the Redskins, or the 49ers.
That's
basically,
you're right.
Yep. They
I never thought of it that way, but you're right.
It did not matter. The great hope they had was the Bills. And they choked four times in a row, right? And I mean, the NFC beat the piss out of the AFC for a while.
And lately, it's been the AFC best of the Patriots, I guess.
Well, yeah, but keep in mind, even with the AFC, though, it's been the Patriots. A couple AFC team, we've gotten in there and done a thing. But the Patriots have been the AFC. Then the NFC is still a collection of teams.
Yeah, and sometimes, too, it's just ingrained in people, what you're used to.
Sure.
So it's just, that's what I'm saying. Right. For whatever reason.
Get stuck seeing Cowboys all
just
the time.
Just want to see the NFC
They're not
teams.
Even good, and you have to watch them all the time. Just because it's the Cowboys. I'm like, and they suck, but you're stuck watching them.
Because people have an interest to see if they're going to be any good or not one way or the other.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
I'm with you, though. Sometimes I like to watch them just to watch them lose.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. In India, several test positive for COVID-19, and then a monkey steals their blood. Meanwhile, a naked woman jacks a Department of Transportation truck, then hits a deer with a thud. Pennsylvania mom cuts off power on Wi-Fi, gets in fight with her son until he cuts the power to the entire house. Sucks when a package gets lost in the mail, especially when it's the ashes from your spouse. And a Florida man sets a cereal box on fire before throwing it into a bucket of kittens. Positive Friday. It's time for headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to Wisconsin, where a local bar may be ending a 43-year tradition. For years, the bar known as Bennett's Meadowwood Country Club has been offering a special on Saturday and Sunday mornings called Porn in the Morn. Yeah, you heard that right. Porn in the Morn. For a couple of hours each morning, the bar serves breakfast along with projecting a hardcore pornographic movie for those in attendance.
Oh, yay.
But due to bad decisions made by the bar owner in the form of strippers putting on an unlicensed live show in the bar, that on top of an inability to host a renewal hearing, they now face the possibility of losing their ability to show the films.
I'm not shocked by all of that, but I agree. Porn in the Morn.
Porn in the Morn.
You know what you're going for.
You know what time it is? Yeah, it's porn in the morn.
I want to drink beer with my friends and watch porn.
Yeah.
So they were okay with all that. Yeah. But the problem is when he actually brought strippers in there and he didn't. Apparently he thought that he had a burlesque license. And they said, yeah, there's no such thing as a burlesque license in this area. So, no.
It's a slippery slope, right? Because the truth is, the city always wants to shut you down. The city hates you, but you're doing things accordingly. It's like all you have to do is break any violation, right. They're going to take you down.
And their slogan exactly didn't help. Most people do brunch. We do munch.
Exactly. Egg's been a
There's no tea on our eggs, Benedict.
That's right.
Yeah, holiday sauce has a different turn.
Ah.
Yeah, the fudge found. It's a little different.
Yeah. In other news,
this yolk is runny.
You like your eggs runny?
Runny huevos. In other news, we head on down to San Diego, where teenagers are taking their time outside to the extreme. So, guys, if you're a skateboarder without a park, what would you generally look for to drop into?
A pool. Something.
Very good. And absolutely an empty pool. These skaters down in San Diego took the next step, realizing that the local water parks were closed.
Oh, nice.
Authorities came forward warning residents not to trespass on park property after a video went viral of a group of kids taking advantage of the empty park and empty pools.
Oh, no, listen. And they're right. Like, you shouldn't trespass and it's dangerous. They're going to do it.
They're going to do it.
Even when baseball starts back up and they open up Petco Park, I mean, you're going to be able to skateboard down the ramps. There's not going to be anybody there.
Right.
It should be skate night at Petco every time the Padres play. Who would listen to that?
That just sounds like a skateboarder's Chuck E. Cheese. Being there at the water park.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah.
Just dropping in wherever the hell you want to. Good on them. Don't do it, but good on you. In Pennsylvania, a family...
Don't do it, but if you're going to do it, it's kind of cool.
I'm a newsman. I can't tell you to go and trespass, but you know, good on you.
But if you do and it's a water park and you have a skateboard, that sounds exhilarating.
In Pennsylvania, a family all received harassment citations after they couldn't get along in the house. A mother got into an argument with her 20-year-old son and his girlfriend that boiled to the point of her unplugging the Wi-Fi. One-upping his mother, the 20-year-old man disconnected power to the house.
You know, without reading the specifics of that, I actually thought that would be a good story for a question about games. For a fact that the mom cut off Wi-Fi. Because
you know why.
Oh, absolutely.
The son would not stop playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it's Wi-Fi, right?
Exactly.
So that's how that had to start.
Yeah, because you can use data for everything else.
And he said, Lifetime Network gone for data, all the power for now.
Everything else, like,
you're
what,
not
buddy?
Washing my clothes anymore, Mom. I'm cutting the power.
Come.
The spat then escalated to the point of police being called, who defused the situation and cited them all.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
20
That's
years old.
For you.
And his girlfriend's in there, too. You don't listen to your mother. What's wrong with you? And then you disconnect power to the house. Now nobody can have nice things because you're a jerk.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Moving on. We go to Michigan, where police received a call about a crash. They arrived on the scene to find something a little puzzling. A local DOT truck that had hit a deer, the dead deer, and the driver. A woman wearing nothing but an orange safety vest and a hat. Piecing the story together, the woman told authorities that she had been riding in a car with somebody that kicked her out and left her on the side of the road.
Oh, you're a prostitute.
Needing to get home, the woman snuck onto a city lot and stole the truck, which she eventually accidentally hit a deer
you're
with.
You're naked and you can steal a truck. That's impressive.
She was arrested and is being evaluated. It is not clear why she was naked. However, they do assume...
What did you pick that lock with? Yeah, exactly. Like,
what did you hotwire that car with?
Yeah, kind of. You know what I mean.
You're going down the road, dark road I am.
Kind of use the tennis ball trick.
Yeah. I mean, you know. You know. I mean, Farrah Fawcett could open a skeleton key.
We're in.
Give me an ice cube. I'll get us in there.
I put a hole in the window.
And cut the glass.
It's not okay. A strange and tragic story coming out of Montana. A woman and her husband took an annual trip overseas to Spain in early March.
That's an anal trip. You read this right there.
As the spread of the coronavirus began, her husband started showing symptoms of illness that he did not recover from, and his passing was ruled to be due to the virus. Given that her husband is a Vietnam vet, the woman wanted his remains to be handled with a military tradition back in the States, but something went wrong. The remains made it back to the country from Spain, but were misplaced after leaving Chicago, and the woman has been spending the last few months attempting to track down the remains of her husband.
Damn. I mean, what are you going to do?
I've got a couple dead beagles in a closet, I consider.
She won't know.
I mean, it's ashes or ashes.
See, here's dust my problem. Yeah. Here's my
Good
problem.
Call, Steve.
It doesn't really matter.
Bag can be abandoned and it gets shoved into a closet and forgot about. A body, ashes, really? It gets shoved into
you
a closet somewhere
this
and forgotten
stuff works,
about?
Man, they burn logs. They tell you it's your dog. I mean, like, it's like anything else. Like, you know, it's like.
But he's a veteran and she cares.
Right.
Well, no, I understand that.
That's it.
Oh, I get that part of it. I'm just saying, as far as the industry goes, you know what I mean? They lost the ashes, but who knows if they were even his.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
All righty then, Miles.
Good work.
An interesting story out of Florida. The minor league baseball team for the Minnesota Twins have gotten creative in an attempt to pay the bills. You can now rent it for $1,500 a night. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend. It was Robin today, just if you were wondering, and playing at home.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but it means I'm we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.